You're listening to SBS News.
At the weekend, US President Donald Trump used his favourite form of communication, Twitter, to claim that the presidential election had been rigged, apparently admitting that Joe Biden had won the race for the White House.
He won because the election was rigged. No vote watchers or observers allowed. Vote tabulated by a radical left, privately owned company, Dominion, with a bad reputation and bum equipment that couldn't even qualify for Texas, which I won by a lot. The fake and silent media, and more.
But Mr. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, speaking to Fox News, denied there was any concession.
Is the president right now in this tweet conceding this election?
No, far from it. What he's saying is more, I guess you'd call it sarcastic or a comment on the terrible times in which we live, in which the media has said he won. But by going on to point out that it was illegal, obviously he's contesting it vigorously in the courts.
Once the president saw the media were interpreting his comments as an admission of defeat, he once again took to Twitter.
He only won in the eyes of the fake news media. I concede nothing. We have a long way to go. This was a rigged election.
Meanwhile, top former national security officials from the administrations of both George W. Bush and Barack Obama are demanding that the official presidential transition takes place. Michael Chertoff, the former Secretary of Homeland Security in the Republican Bush administration, called on senior Republicans to step in.
In terms of the administration, I don't know that there's anybody left who stands up to Donald Trump within the White House. But I do think that senior members of Congress, Mitch McConnell, the chair of the Intelligence Committee, the chair of the Defense Committee, ought to go and say, this has to get done. And a number of them have spoken out, but you've really got to put your foot down on this.
And Tim Romer, a former member of the 9/11 Commission, which investigated the terror attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, warns that a country is at its weakest at a time of transition and that the incoming officials need to be given time to learn about the current situation.
We lost 3,000 people on 9/11. We've already lost close to 250,000 Americans due to a health pandemic. We are right in the midst of that. So our new president should be getting the kind of briefings in the intelligence community that prepare him and the vice president, not only for the COVID crisis, but the potential for cyber attacks or terror attacks.
But even as Mr. Trump continued to falsely claim that he'd won the November election, some of his staff appeared to be working towards a transition. Mr. Trump's national security adviser, Robert O'Brien, says if Joe Biden is finally, formally announced as the winner, his administration must be given every opportunity for a smooth transition.
If there is a new administration, like, they deserve some time to come in and implement their policies. We may have policy disagreements, but look, if the Biden-Harris ticket is determined to be the winner, and it's, you know, obviously things look that way now, we'll have a very professional transition from the National Security Council. There's no question about it.
And he also promised a very professional transition.
And the great thing is, this is the United States of America. We've passed the baton and had peaceful, successful transitions, even in the most contentious periods. I'm old enough to remember Bush v. Gore, and the transition there didn't start until mid-December, and yet it got done. And if we're in a situation where we're not going to a Trump second term, which I think people here where I'm sitting in the White House would like to see, if it's another outcome, it'll be a professional transition. There's no question about it.
Mr. Trump is also blocking Joe Biden's team from being briefed on efforts to control the pandemic and distribute prospective vaccines. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris says she and President-elect Joe Biden need to get on with tackling the pandemic and all the other issues facing the United States.
The road ahead, it will not be easy. But the President-elect and I are hitting the ground running because we all know the challenges facing America today are great. The American people deserve no less, and we don't have a moment to waste.
Acknowledging that the nation is in a dark place, Joe Biden says his administration will strengthen the country's vulnerable economy despite the exploding pandemic. Alan Lee, SBS News.